I'm gonna miss you, Creech. You were a good truck.
That is my favourite line of the whole film.
Welcome to the Science Fiction Rating System. Today we're going to talk about Monster Trucks, the film, not Monster Trucks in general.
No.
Unless you want to, we can talk about them. And with me is Sam.
Hi.
And Alex.
Hello. Do you know there's a link between this film and the last film we watched? It's very tenuous, though. Do you want to know what it is?
Tom Cruise has got a monster truck.
No. So this film, there were a lot of writers, but one of the writing duos was Jonathan Abel and Glenn Berger, who wrote Kung Fu Panda, The Trolls, and Alvin the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked. And who is in Alvin the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked?
Jason Lee.
Jason Lee is Dave in the Alvin films, yeah. So there's kind of a weird...
I bet there's a better connection than that. That's not even a connection. They're both Paramount. They're both Paramount. Or maybe they're not. I don't know.
So Danny Glover.
This definitely is, isn't it? Danny Glover wasn't in this guy.
Barry Pepper's in this.
They are both Paramount, you're right.
Barry Pepper's in Battlefield Earth. And Battlefield Earth is about...
Is a bit like this.
Pepper is a condiment and there's some hot sauce in Vanilla Sky.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys have seen this before.
I had seen it on Blu-ray. Yeah, I had seen it.
Weirdly.
You have seen it.
It just came up on Netflix and I was just like, oh, you know what, why not?
Who chose this film?
I did.
Chris.
Right, okay. Had you seen it before?
No.
Right.
But I was like just looking for rando things.
Yeah. This is random.
Hence this and the Great Wall, which we're going to do in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So,
this, I thought, I didn't know much about it. I remember when it came out, and I think it just like disappeared a little bit, didn't it?
It had a massive flop.
It had a big old flop. It had a very problematic release. Would you like to hear about the release?
Yeah.
It was initially set for May 29th, 2015, but on January 26th, 2015, it was pushed to December of that same year, the date first assigned for Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. On the 5th, it got moved to March 2016, so it delayed a year. And then in November, it got pushed back to January 2017. So we've moved from May 29th, 2015 to actually being released January 13th, 2017. And I don't know much about films, but when that happens, it's normally because they think the film is terrible and it's not going to make them any money, isn't it?
You know what? This, I don't think, is as bad as like some of the like your battleships and stuff like that. Like I was expecting a real like howler.
No, it's not.
You know, well, let's just start this, kick it off, right? So, they're doing some fracking. They're doing some fracking in North Dakota. Which I actually thought this was a Southern States like based film, because if you listen to any Southern music, the themes that come up regularly are trucks, girls, and trucks.
Fracking?
It's definitely targeted at that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's targeted at the
North Dakota is actually like right up by Canada.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're fracking. And they find some sort of underground water. You've got like, there's like a science guy, isn't there? And then you've got the evil guy who's Rob Lowe.
Yep.
Rob Lowe looks like a divorced middle-aged woman who works at a Londis.
Did you read that somewhere or did you?
No, I just, I wrote that down. Don't you think that's true?
It's very true, yeah.
He's got very womanly lips. He's got the hairstyle of a divorced woman in it.
And he's doing a southern accent as well, isn't he? I don't care about
Rob Lowe. It's a classic Rob Lowe character, isn't it? Like, all Rob Lowe characters are basically this guy.
Apart from Parks and Recreation, where he's like the complete opposite of this guy, isn't he?
I don't know, I've not seen it.
Oh, okay. He's really positive.
You tell me he doesn't
nice.
Pay a bad. He's not a bad
guy.
No,
he's a ridiculously positive, nice person, basically.
Oh, okay.
So maybe it's a joke about Rob
Lowe. He's also different in real life, because in this film, he didn't. Did he? So
Wow. So,
wow.
He was good in the Behind the Candelabra when he plays this like this plastic surgeon. Oh, his face is all like.
I didn't see that. I heard that was good.
It's a great film. You should definitely check that film out. So they're drilling, they're fracking, and they burst, they bash through, and then some creatures come out. Yeah. We don't really see what they are, do we? We just see like...
I like that.
It's very casual how they're like... They're just casual going, oh, some escaped, and then the, like the soldiers are trying to like...
Yeah, you just
they're not too bothered, are they? Yeah.
No, they not don't too seem bothered. As bothered as... giant tentacles, isn't it? It's just like some kind of like... Clathu, like, do you know what I mean? Like, H.G. Lovecraft, like, there's just tentacles everywhere. Yeah. But you don't, I quite like that they don't, I mean, they don't really show the whole monster quite a long way in, do they?
Yeah.
And you don't see the other, there's three, you don't see the other two until really far in.
You don't. So, and then we cut to, so there's that little bit, that little setup. And then we cut to the kid who's called Trip.
Kid.
Well, his high school senior he's supposed to be.
Yeah, how old's he supposed to be? Like 15?
Whatever high school senior is.
But does him and the girl both look in
Is
their...
the girl supposed to be a teacher?
No, they're both supposed to be the same age.
She's a tutor.
They're both in 15.
But when they go and meet the other boy who's... So they both supposed to be kids and they look like late 20s. Yeah. But then they go and see the boy from the class who is his dad owns a dealership.
Looks like his son.
He looks like a child. Like he doesn't look like a child. It's like it's really bad casting. It's really weird.
So he moves quite quickly. Like he discovers the creature.
He's got his mum who is like one of the worst cinema mums ever. I mean, she's literally in this bit here. And then I think she's on the phone a couple of times, and then she's never in the film until the end.
He's pretty harsh to her, isn't he, though? Because she's like, oh, I've put your dinner out. And he's like, yeah, it's shit, Mum.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, well. And she's like, oh, it's not bad, you're handsome. And he's like, yeah, well, you know, Dad's gone. Everything's fucking rubbish since then.
And you're
so
dating
you.
The sheriff, who's Barry Pepper, which is awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very upset with that.
Good to see Barry Pepper, though. I like Barry Pepper.
Yeah. He didn't tank his career after Battlefield Earth.
What else was he in?
Battlefield Earth.
He's in a great film with Tommy Lee Jones where he has to drag him. It's in that film, The Three Burials of Someone, where Tommy Lee Jones has to get back over to Mexico.
Yes, that
brilliant
is a
film,
good
that
film.
Is.
That is good.
Yeah.
Also,
he's in something else though, isn't he? Something big.
Battlefield Earth. He's the main dude in Battlefield.
Yeah, he's in Battlefield Earth. Yeah.
Is he? No, there's something else. We I know.
He's in lots of stuff. Is he
Lone Ranger? He's in the Lone Ranger.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Is it Saving Private Ryan? Is
he that's
that?
It. That's he's a sniper in that.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, the Christian. Yeah.
Also,
okay,
Danny Glover, motherfucker, as well. Danny Glover in a wheelchair.
Weird.
I mean, it just felt like the film had too much money, didn't it? To just be like
tripped paraplegic boss.
We can get Danny Glover in this, who barely being in it. But do you think Danny Glover's like, you know what?
I'm doing it, but I'm not standing.
Yeah, can I be in a wheelchair? I can't really be bothered with it. I'm only in three scenes. Come on, let me sit down.
Well, I think why they had to link the whole thing with the creature needing a wheelchair in the car.
Yeah, I felt
in the
like
the form of the car.
Yeah, I felt like that was literally only there. So she makes that reference later when she's like, "Oh, it's like it has a wheelchair."
That's only why it's there.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So this kid, right? He got a job at a junkyard, and he dreams of leaving the town, dead end town. But he's got a truck, but no engine. It's a classic problem. We've all had that problem.
A town run by an evil fracking company, ultimately.
Yeah. I mean, we've all been there.
Yeah, we've all been there. Very relatable.
And this creature turns up and it likes oil. It likes to hide in the under the bonnet where the engine would be. I mean, it becomes a makeshift engine and like it really is like a match made in heaven, really, because... This creature likes to move the axles of the car where the kid didn't have a means of moving them axles before. So, it's a great setup. I've not seen that before.
Do you know where the premise of this idea of this film came from?
No.
A bad trip.
It is largely... So normally these things say it's loosely, don't they? But this says It is largely based on an idea that Adam Goodman's four-year-old son had. Adam Goodman was the president of Paramount at the time. A month after production ended, despite having a year left on his contract, he quit Paramount. So it makes me wonder if they were like, you know that monster...
Well, you know what that is? Did you read that Paramount basically did a write-down for, I think it's like, I've got it written down, they did a write-down of $115 million before the film came out.
Wow.
Because of how bad it was going to do. It only cost $125 to make. So they basically wrote down the entirety of it except for $10 million.
Oh my God. Yep. That's crazy.
So that might be why he left.
Yeah.
Because he's like,
yeah.
My son fucked up.
Yeah.
Well, at the moment, I'm quite liking the vibe of it.
It's
little bit of a Super 8 feel going on there.
What do you think of the creature design?
I think it's great. Yeah, I think it's all great. I mean, it's a kid's movie.
Yeah.
The creature's like a black blob.
No, it's not.
No,
it's kind
it's
of,
got very emotive
it looks
eyes.
Cute.
Yeah.
And then it can, like, it's if it wants to be mean, it's got lots of teeth.
I agree. Mm. I like the design.
It's got it all.
What did you... What
I like.
Is there any
and we find out...
Is there any science here, Chris? This is what I...
Yes, there's plenty of science.
This is the question I wanted
to ask. He talks about the science, right?
Yeah.
Because he's actually asking his tutor...
Yeah,
about
his friend. Yeah,
like, could there be, you know, animals who are extinct? Mm. Oh no, there could be new species of animal.
Yeah,
and then they find a way of making it. Because I saw the trailer of this and I was like, how do the monsters move the wheels? Because there isn't actually in nature there aren't wheels.
No,
now there aren't any. Wheels in the whole of nature or anything that turns like that.
I'm learning.
Except for one thing.
Oh, what?
And that is, there's a bacteria that they discovered and it actually has a propeller.
Oh, wow.
And it's called a motor flagellum and it's basically a spinning part to it and it actually has a chemical motor. Wow. It has, like, it's so small that the atoms... either repel or attract each other, and then there's a piece that actually turns like a propeller, and that's what moves it.
Wow.
And they discovered that.
Is it a recent discovery?
In the last 10 years. Right, so it's not... I mean, they would have known about it before making this film in science, I think. But... and then there are things like cogs that you do get in... You know, when you open a clamshell, you can actually see in the hinge part, there's actually like a natural cog. Yeah.
But am I right in saying, Chris, that what this does is it has its tentacle and then there are these like ball things on the tentacle that then rotate and then that's what's
spinning. I mean, they've taken a step where they've solved a problem.
Yeah.
Because he was turning the screwdriver.
Yeah.
And then you could see the cogs moving in his head and he was like, oh, just hold on to the axle.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Do you know what I liked? That when he stays there the night at the girl's house and she's like, what's going on? And he's like, oh, you wouldn't believe how clever this thing is. It's the cleverest animal. It's so incredibly clever.
Yeah. Mm.
And then he says, so I've stuffed it into the front of this car and it's working this car for me.
I mean, there is a reading of this film that this guy is a completely selfish arsehole.
It's
because he's
not the most humane thing to do, is it?
He's trapped this child. It's a child as well.
Yeah.
We later find out this is a young, it's not an old animal. It's a child animal, which it's kind of, they use that to make up for the fact that it's enjoying itself, don't they? Like, it wants to, but I mean, he's kind of trapped it in his truck to just use it.
It's still clearly the most intelligent creature we've ever found. And he's just trapped it in a truck, yeah.
Well,
I like
it's having
though.
Fun.
Yeah, he's having
it's
fun.
Having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and then over at the company base, they've got another two, right?
Yeah.
Parents.
The parents of this one, yeah. And they're trying to hush
it all
up.
You've got a hive mind.
And they find out that they've got like a hive mind and they are trying to feed it various things.
I think his test is inconclusive, right? Because he does that test with the buppet, whatever it is.
Mm.
But the other one's like right next to him, so he would have heard the bops, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a hive mind.
No.
Well, he didn't know which buttons to press, though. He only heard the tune.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, I suppose.
You still need to know, like, red, red, yellow, blue or something, don't you?
It's a hive mind. Yeah,
it has to be a hive mind.
So, Yeah, I mean, there's not much story going on in the whole film here, really. It's very similar to Super 8, really, isn't it?
Yeah, you've got baddie hunters.
Burke. Who've kind of already got their own... They've got two of them. So it's not like they're hunting one of the things, you know.
They're trying to stop the cover-up, aren't they? They want to get them all back in the
ground.
They
know that one is loose, though, don't they?
Yeah, because they're trying to get him back. They're going to poison them all, aren't they, and bury him back under
the
ground.
Put him in the hole and then drop a load of poison down there.
Yeah,
kill the nest.
Yeah. They never talk about the main thing with fracking, isn't it? That, like, when they were drilling through and there was a bit of water, they were talking about, oh, there might be... Like, from the outset of the film, the conversation was... Like, could there be life in this water?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh no, the pressure's too high, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Right? But the whole point of the danger of fracking, right, is when you're drilling and then you are exposing like a water course to an oil supply.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And they never mention that risk. No. And I don't know if there's any sort of fracking like pressure been put on.
What, to not
film.
Make fracking look bad?
What, big fracks got involved?
Big fracks got involved.
Yeah.
So it's not fracking that's the problem, it's that the people that are fracking, this imaginary fracking company.
I think the word fracking is being used for some reason, because you didn't really need to be fracking, it could just be oil drilling.
Yeah, I didn't know they were fracking, I thought they were just drilling for oil. Also, why don't they not, I know they're in the oil business, but they're a big company, why do they not see this as a scientific discovery that could make them some money? Why are they straight away just killing?
They just want to frack.
They just want to frack.
Frack, frack, frack.
I mean, you can't get easier than fracking, can you? If you're fracking, like liquid gold, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who wants to bother with the science side of it? Fuck that. Kill them. Frack.
Yeah. Frack. So from the outset, so there's a couple of like scientific issues here. Like, they said that the pressure is so high, blah, blah. And then at the end of the film, we literally see like there's a water, there's just a pond that they all fall into.
That didn't make any sense.
And that connects, I assume, to all this underwater caverns.
Yeah.
So the pressure must be
normal,
not that high.
Can we go back a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've not got much to say about this film, so I want to say the bits I've got to say.
Yeah.
And this is more of a general complaint about films.
Oh,
when they escape with the creature,
The train, they jump over the train.
No, earlier on when they first escape and he's driving the truck around
and
the girl's with him and she's like going, oh, you know, turn right this way, turn right that way. And she's like acting as though she's going home with him, right?
Yeah.
Then the creature pops out and shit goes crazy and he's like, he's driving it and they're going tree slalom and stuff like that. And she knows everything's not normal, right? Yeah.
Mm.
And then she quips, there's a paved road to my house, right?
Mm.
As though she's forgotten what's just taken place. And I don't like that when films do that, where they want to get another quip in, right?
Yeah.
That quip shouldn't be there because she already knows not to make that quip because she knows that shit's gone wrong, right? Yeah. So why is she doing that quip? Because they're thinking, we've written these five lines, we've got to say them, spread them out.
Yeah.
I just don't like that. Lazy.
Yeah, it's a bit lazy.
Okay, that's all. Move on now. I wanted to say that.
They have to move some ground, though. They do have to cover some ground because it is essentially a kids' movie.
Yeah.
And if you come at it from, like, you know, it's like Wall-E or Cars or something, you know, it's basic story. There's nothing offensive going on. It's not as mental as Battleship or something like that. It's not
too preachy either, this. It's not like a...
It's not preachy.
It's not got a big eco message. I mean,
there's nothing remotely, like, dodgy about it in any, you know, toxic or dodgy about it, I don't think. Other than the frack, big frack.
Yeah.
It's not toxic, but I mean, it's a very...
He's a bit of a dickhead. The main character, as a boy, is a bit of a dickhead. And
just so boring.
I don't think he's a very positive role model. I do like the bit when this is way skipping, but when she talks about his dad and he's like, oh, I'm fine, I'm fine. And then literally next scene is him just crying on his own in the car. And I was like, that's quite good because you don't normally see that kind of thing. In films,
they didn't do much work on all of that backstory, though, did they, really?
You don't really understand why his dad is, why he left or why he's weird.
It's just because they're copying a Spielberg model, aren't they, of he's got to have a broken home, basically.
But I did wonder, so you know the hive mind thing? I did wonder that maybe the creature is enjoying being a truck and being carefree and reckless and wild because he's actually tuned into the main boy's mind. And that's what the main boy wants. And it's only...
To be a truck.
No, just to have fun. Boys just want to have fun. And it's just have fun, only, right, okay. It's only when they're at the river and he sees the creature swimming and he has a revelation, the boy, the main Trip says, I'm going to get you back to your parents, that then the creature's hive mind is like, oh yeah, shit, my parents, I forgot about them. And then the creature tries to... It's almost like the creature's like copying his emotional state. And it's only when the boy goes, you know what, I'm going to get you back home, that the creature's like, oh yeah, I have a home, don't I? I should probably sort that all out. And that kind of pushes this into the third act.
Well, it's just a pet dog, really, isn't it?
Very intelligent pet dog.
You're doing Cameron Crowe's second reading of Monster Trucks.
Yeah, I have. I'm giving you another deeper meaning, to Monster Trucks. Mm. It doesn't deserve it, but
There's always this cop who's trying to find, it's classic Spielberg-y sort of shit, isn't it?
Barry Pepper.
Barry Pepper.
Yeah. There's a ton of these mercenary guys as well who are like, employed by the frack.
There's a really funny bit when because Trip calls Barry Pepper to the junkyard because he thinks he's trapped the monster. And then Barry Pepper gets really angry, like that he's like pranked him, and he's like a real dickhead about it. And it's like, you're sleeping with this guy's mum. Like maybe don't be such a dickhead. But then later on the hunters turn up.
And literally you've just seen in like the car park that like a ton of cars have just been like fucked up
in the other car park. And then when the hunters turn up and they're like, oh, what's this about a false call or like a prank call? And the other cops are like, oh yeah, da 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 da. And Barry Pepper's like, why do you care about a prank call? And then the hunter's like, why do you care about it? He's just like,
That scene's good when the cop keeps telling him about it.
Yeah.
And he's like going, shut up. Yeah, why? We're going to discuss this. And you don't know, doesn't explain why. No. The other one keeps going, it happened here.
Yeah, I quite like
it. Weird.
Yeah. Mm. I like that weird. The evil hunter, Burke, he's one of those like henchman characters that is going above and beyond his job. He is not paid enough to do the things that he does in this film.
He's obsessed with the chase. Yeah. He just wants to catch it.
No one would go this far for the company. No. Like they just wouldn't. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a Pete Postlethwaite in Lost World type figure, isn't he?
He is definitely that. Yeah.
Well, actually, no. He had like morals. That guy.
Yeah, this guy's
a deeper character. Postlethwaite. Okay, so. Yeah, so then they go in search of the father character, don't they, to get help, I guess.
Because he was on the TV.
What were they thinking? He already knows a downbeat, useless dope, don't they?
Well, he works for Deep Frack, Big Frack. there's a big chase scene with a jump over a train. I was thinking it's actually like kind of easy to make this film, isn't it? Because you just get the monster trucks and then you just kind of put some tentacles around the axles like in post, don't you?
Yeah, that's what I was... It's just green. They've just painted those bits green so they can put the... Yeah, I would assume that, yeah. Why does the scientist man says it's like the Loch Ness monster isn't a myth after all? Why does he say that? Because this doesn't look like... Is he implying that the Loch Ness monster is this creature as well?
I think he's implying that, you know, they're... What do they call them, like, these creatures? Xeno, what do they call them? Like, you know, like Bigfoot and stuff.
Oh,
they've got a name, haven't they?
Like a cryptozoology type.
Cryptozoology. Yeah. He said, you know, that's what he's implying.
Yeah.
This shit goes deep.
Yeah. But there's no legend of, like, the oil blob.
No, there isn't. But, you know, he's obviously a man of science.
It's true.
So... You know, I think it's a I think it's a basic story that kids can follow, and I think it is.
But are kids interested in like monster trucks in like some like boring town in South America?
I think I'd be interested in this if I was young in the monster trucks.
Has Logan seen it?
No, he hasn't. I don't think he'd like all the lovey-dovey stuff. He's not really into kind of like relationshipy stuff. I just have to, in defence of this film, I love the fact that, it was come up with by a 4-year-old child. I like the fact that someone just said, monster trucks, Monster trucks. Monster trucks.
No, that's rubbish, that's, though. That's
no,
rubbish.
I love that. I like that someone's taken such a ridiculous idea and then just gone, yeah, you know what? Let's work out how to... I think they've thought quite a lot about how... Like I say, like the, there's a bit of science and it... I know, I like it. It's so stupid that I quite like it. I think it takes a risk.
I don't think it's particularly that stupid. It's no more stupid than many other, like, fucking...
Other bad films. No, it isn't. It's not, like, the worst film ever, but it's not in any way anything worth celebrating.
But I guess it takes a risk. It takes a risk in a way, right? Okay, so...
It only takes a risk with the title, like a play on words.
And that's not a risk, is it?
But what... Okay, so what...
Everything else about it, it's basically just like E.T. or Super 8.
Yeah, it is, exactly. Yeah.
And also, like, what is marketable in this film? What can you sell from this film? Nothing.
Monster trucks. Monster trucks.
Just only three of them, though. There's not much.
Who gives a shit about monster truck? No one.
People care about monster trucks.
Name two people who care about monster trucks.
No one in America. Not in England. People in America really like monster trucks, and they are quite fun. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that scene when they go in the, you know, the little kid who's got a dealership or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, there's a play a country song, don't they? And they're all like working on the machinery.
Yeah.
And even the girl gets involved.
Yeah.
That is like properly like they're aiming that at the deep south there, aren't they? You've got to be a proper man. Work on your car. That kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, it has a specific gross market, I think, this film. But.
Rednecks.
Oh. Don't alienate our viewers. Don't alienate
Well, they're,
our...
they're long gone. Okay. Fuck them.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for some reason I kind of didn't follow it, but they needed two more trucks to do their mission.
Because they've got to get them out secretly, haven't they?
Yeah, they know that...
Yeah, I know they've got to get them out secretly, but why do they need the two trucks to do the mission, though?
Because they know that... Yeah, why couldn't they just...
Like, they were going to go and stop the poison being from poured down, but they were like, we need three trucks for this mission. And it's like, well, I've got two more of these creatures. Let's do the three truck mission. You know,
well, because anyway, they know that the creatures can move in the trucks, I suppose, don't they?
And they've got
they
a can,
but
mind.
It's like they had this mission which like pivoted on there being three.
Oh, they knew they needed the trucks before the creatures were involved, right?
Yeah. Anyway, so they go and modify the trucks in like an A-team way.
Yeah.
They never took any measurements of the two other creatures. They kind of were just fucking with
and
these trucks.
They are bigger as well, aren't they? The two other creatures are bigger.
Just fucking with these trucks, basically. They start off as quite normal-looking trucks, don't they? And somehow, I don't know what this factory does, but they've got massive wheels from somewhere.
Yeah, it's a dealership. Yeah,
it's just a showroom.
They just pimple the back. And...
Do they carry that sort of stuff in stock? Like,
also, this kid, he's not like two. He's old enough to know that you shouldn't just cut up two expensive trucks. They don't even tell him why, do they? And he just agrees to do it.
And as I pointed out, his mum, the main character, how many days is this film set across? Because the main character's mum just doesn't give a crap about where he is. All the other, and have you noticed as well, the main woman, they just keep, she's like, oh yeah, you can stay in my father's, like, it's like, oh, it's a garage barn. Mm. And then they go, oh, this is my father's hunting shack or something. But you never see her parents. Like, what's going on with that? That's weird. Do they not know where she is? Do they care? You know.
It's because she's really 28.
Yeah, it's her house and her cabin. Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's a creepy kind of grooming situation.
Did Rob Lowe have
to move? Yeah, come in my shower, little boy.
So anyway, they've got this mission to get up the mountain with the trucks, the modified trucks.
Yeah.
So then there's this big chase with all the mercenaries and the trucks.
It's good fun. Some fun there.
It looks some fun. I mean, there's some fun going on. Lots of ramming of trucks. Yeah.
It's just jumps, that's it, isn't it, really?
Jumps, rams.
Yeah.
Jumping and ramming. Yeah. A bit of shouting.
Climbing up the wall. Ramming. Over the roof.
Some tentacle action.
Tentacle action, yeah.
It turns out, like, the bad guy's truck gets catapulted onto, like, the poison pumping machine, right?
And he's dead, isn't he?
I mean, they don't show it, but they should show him like melting or something, shouldn't they? Like,
that to me,
that's what they would have done in the '80s, but they don't can't do that now.
That to me, how he dies is a classic supervillain creation moment. You can imagine that he actually, you know, after the credits, you see him crawling out and he's like got like tentacles coming out of his face or something. And he's like, I'll get you, Trip. Like that. And he's all like, it's like the end of He-Man, you know, when Skeletor's head comes out of the... Don't you think? Like, he's an insane henchman who is in, gets weird creature poison over him and a truck. So he could almost have truck parts coming out. He could be a truck. Maybe he's a truck.
The cast were signed up for two sequels. So you're right. Maybe the second one was called like Revenge Burke's of Revenge. Oilio or something like that.
Revenge of
Oilio. I'm not Burke anymore. I'm Oilio.
I'm the fracker.
What powers have you got? None. I'm just covered in oil.
Yeah, he's just... so all the creatures want to eat him. Oh, but he's poisonous. Yeah.
Did someone say frack off in this film? Didn't they know? No, this opportunity. Yeah. Frack off.
They never went remotely anywhere.
No near
with it.
No,
funny.
Near
them.
Yeah.
No.
Clever.
So then the truck somehow falls into the water and I just think, at that point I'm thinking, it's all over. He's drowned.
On the edge of your seat.
I bet you were thinking that, Chris. You weren't thinking that.
And then, you know what I was expecting and I wanted was them to take the truck through and then there'd be like some massive like Jar Jar Binks like fucking city of them.
Yeah, that would be
good. Yeah.
That is,
you see loads of them, don't you? There are loads of them at the end.
Yeah, loads of them come up, but I wanted them to take
their world.
The car down and then it come back up in like a, cavern.
Yeah, and they're talking.
And they'd be like, people like them shopping and like...
And there's a king. There's one that's a king with a crown on.
There's a king. Yeah. And they actually have their own sorts of trucks or something, you know.
They're made out of humans. The shells of humans.
Human bones. Yeah. They're driving around in bone
machines.
Dinosaur
bones.
Yeah.
Bone cars.
That is the worst effect in the entire film when you see them all. Then they all pop up in the water. That looks absolutely terrible.
I think the effects in this film are really good.
Apart from that one effect.
It did cost $125 million, so... Yeah.
I think they're good, apart from that last little shot, and it just looks really lazy. It looks like they've copy-pasted them and coloured different colours on them and stuff.
They have, like, this bioluminescence, don't they, for some reason?
Like Avatar. Yeah. That's where James Cameron got the idea for Avatar 2.
I mean, if they were, like, what do they call him, where you're a cave dweller? Troglodyte?
Troglodyte.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have... Their eyesight would be...
Yeah,
they find animals like who species of them underground, they're always blind.
They wouldn't like being out in the sun because I mean that's literally how he drives, isn't it? He opens the thing up so the creature can see, and it's like, "Whoa, I can see!"
Yeah, they
wouldn't like
they're razzing round.
Yeah,
do you think that's why he's such a reckless driver? Because he's got very poor eyesight.
Yeah, his eyes are fucked.
Yeah, he's not actually having fun at all. He's just like at the last minute, he's like, "Fuck tree."
He should be wearing sunglasses at least, shouldn't he? Like,
he should really.
It's not the 80s, so they don't put sunglasses on him.
Yeah. So he obviously gets deposited back on the side of the lake or whatever it is. It looks pretty good though, that hole, big hole.
Yeah, the hole's good. I just don't like all the creatures. I think that looks really rubbish. It just looks really lazy. That shot, but
yeah, I just wanted to see a civilization. Why would they be that intelligent and like they're just swimming around? Are they just eating goo?
Not that fucking intelligent, are you, Creech?
It's true, actually,
you were a good truck, and that's all you can be.
Although they do say like octopuses in nature, like they're too intelligent for what they use it for. Like it's almost like they just have intelligence to have fun.
Oh, okay.
I mean, and that's but isn't that? It's like cats and stuff. They're brighter than us because they're not bothering.
That's a
with
domesticated
like...
animal, though.
No, all right, but any creature, or a dolphin, right? Isn't bothering any taxes and shit.
Yeah,
it's
but
just jumping around.
They use their intelligence to hunt and things. What I'm saying is the like octopuses are like sentient level, like really intelligent, more than dolphins.
Yeah,
good.
And they don't use it. They just like frig about.
What I'm saying is, the whole lot of them, no matter how intelligent, they've got it sucked.
A whole lot of them. Animals.
Because all they're doing is just fucking about, right?
Yeah.
We're the idiots who built all this mess and started taxing each other and
jobs.
Going to war and stuff. Yeah. Who would you rather be? Like a cat lying around all day long doing nothing except eating and sleeping? Or us?
Yeah, it's true.
I'd be a fucking
or
cat.
Or trapped
like
in a
that.
Truck, riding around.
I mean, you want to be able to watch movies and talk about them, though, and put them into some sort of ranking system. You wouldn't be able to do that.
I'd give it all up.
Would you? You give up the ranking. You give up the ranking system.
Are you literally referencing Vanilla Sky? You just
which made me think about a lot of things, Alex. That film is
jacking in the ranking system for once
to be a cat.
Become a cat. Oh my god!
I'm leaving the show to be a cat.
Fair enough.
Right.
If that's the way you want to go, I didn't think it would end this way.
Yeah. So there's this is like little montage at the end where they get Rob Lowe back in and
that's
he gets
super
done.
Weird that montage. It's super weird because it's like really fading over. The images are fading out. So first it starts with them planting some horned lizards so that the area.
They've established that guy has already previously lied and snivelled, you know, and already probably doing criminal things.
Yeah.
And somehow he's just gets away with all that.
Yeah, he's good now. Yeah. He's not cited in the case against Rob Lowe and TerraVax.
Yeah.
Somehow he gets away with it.
Oh, the scientist.
Yeah. He somehow.
Yeah, you're right. He should be going to.
But then it really fades. But it's almost like it's first person because there's like Barry Pepper and the mum waving at you. Mm. And then there's the blonde girl with her boyfriend.
That looks like it's a reshoot, that was, because he looks like different.
Yeah, it's really that odd. That last shot. And then Danny Glover's like, oh, hi. And then they're all waving at you. And then you see the main girl. And then the camera swings and you see the main boy. And it was like you were him. Or something.
Yeah.
And then you see his truck and he's put like a cool tentacle decal on the side.
I like that Rob Lowe had got the evil man's number one prop, which is the Bluetooth earpiece. You notice that? In modern times, it's only if you're evil you wear one of those little Bluetooth things in your ear nowadays.
Yeah.
You need to be in touch with your henchmen.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very odd ending, that montage.
And then he basically has to put a normal engine into his truck. Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, well.
And he's like, oh, this isn't as good as the last engine.
Yeah.
More fool him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the last engine was a sentient being using.
It was inappropriate.
And what happens to the creatures?
I mean, he should be going to prison, shouldn't he?
Yeah. Really? He should be. Because he was basically stamping on a sentient animal to make it move his fucking Hickmobile.
Yeah. If you stuck an octopus in a Jeep, you'd get in trouble, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would.
You would.
And this is more sentient than an octopus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what happens to them?
He also wrecked a ton of cars because he drove over them and he stole the gas from the gas station.
And the boys and the truck that was the
wrecked the
boys in 16th birthday present. And the truck that Danny Glover repossessed. But don't you can just steal them? Like, it's not yours, is it?
The two trucks are fucked up.
Yeah, they don't. When you repo stuff, it's got to go back where it came from.
Two brand new trucks they fucked up to do the mission.
You know, in real life, right? Mm. When, like, say, because this is like a bad, evil corporation, oil stuff, doing nasty stuff, right? And in real life, companies do bad things, don't they?
Yeah.
Right? And they get revealed. Not necessarily on this sort of scale of
sadly
poisoning creatures. But you know, things like this get exposed. Do you think people involved in exposing that do commit crimes and get away and just the crimes get written off? Do you think that really happens?
Well, they get like, it's like corporate responsibility, isn't it? It's not like, not individual responsibility.
So
sometimes.
Are you saying that Lennon, the scientist guy, could be like the whistleblower and be like, oh, I was made to do this stuff. I don't.
Yeah, but like, say if I knew that like, there's a power plant down the road and they were, I don't know, burning babies in the power plant, whatever. And so I went down and broke in, like broke through the fences, smashed a few windows on cars, shit like that, to get the paperwork out.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you think I would get in trouble for that, or would I be...
Great
well, you'd have to... Yeah, a vigilantism you'd get in trouble for.
But if it was true, though, I've got, like, here's the documentation, they were burning babies.
Mm.
I don't know, it's just a question, isn't it?
I mean, it might be passed over. I mean, if it was an easy, like, cut and draw...
Yeah, I've solved
prove it.
Yeah. Okay. It goes to trial, and the big corporation would try and take you down, Sam. But I think the jury would see that you were a heroic
on the side of the babies,
especially if you drove a truck with a monster inside it to do this.
Mm.
Well, I think that'd be a knock against me, though, wouldn't it? Because yes, you've done this, but you enslaved this poor creature to do it.
Do you know that nearly every vehicle used in this film is a Chrysler product?
All right.
Yeah.
Big Chrysler.
Big Chrysler.
Big Chrysler. Big,
you know, my favourite bit of this film was the credits. I loved the sunset shots of the grassland that they pan across over the credits. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautifully shot.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it looks really nice, the whole thing.
I think it's a decent film. It's a stupid film, but it's a decent stupid film.
Yeah, it's a perfectly serviceable child's film.
Yeah.
Rubbish.
It's a perfectly serviceable sci-fi idea.
Yeah, I mean, they spent too much on it for what it's supposed to be.
Sorry, hang on. It's Poppins.
No, what?
What do you mean? Why is it Poppins? Why?
Where's the sci-fi in this film?
The creatures.
It's creatures.
Where's the science in that?
They're not real creatures.
We discovered a new creature.
Yeah.
Is that science fiction?
Yes, of course it is science fiction. You just wanted it out of the list, didn't you?
No, haven't we said before it isn't, though? There's no, like, science involved in...
There was lots of science.
I mean, it's like a monster film. It's like Godzilla.
Yeah.
Godzilla.
Yeah, and that's Godzilla. They discover Godzilla, a new creature.
Yeah, but in Godzilla, we radiate a lizard to make a creature. So that's like, there's the science. Where's the science here? We just found these.
We take out the engine of a truck and put the creature in the truck.
Well, Jurassic Park.
There's science in that, isn't there? This is like ranking Creature from the Black Lagoon. That's not science fiction.
I mean, they had to drill the hole. They're using technology.
That's not science. That's real world technology. That's fracking.
Big frack.
Oh, man.
We're not going to watch Creature from the Black Lagoon, are we? Or like, I don't know, a Loch Ness Monster film, are we?
We have to look at the list.
In fact, they literally call the Loch Ness Monster in this film, don't they? And so are you saying that Loch Ness Monster is science fiction? Because I'm saying that's fantasy.
I don't like this. I don't like this, Sam. I feel like you're going to get this out. I'm just looking through the list if there's any other films that have just got, like, monsters in
them. What about Cloverfield?
Yeah. That's just a monster
underground. It came from outer space.
No, it was underground, though, wasn't it?
It did. It came from, you see at the end of the film, it comes out of
the sea, wasn't it?
No, it comes out of space. You see at the end of the film, don't you? It comes down, isn't it? The shot at the start of the film, it comes off an asteroid from space.
Well, if the life is just happens to be in space rather than under the ground, what's the difference?
Well, it's in space.
If it's undiscovered life outside of our known universe, if it's either down there or up there, why, there is no difference?
Just previously, we've just, you know, extraterrestrial origin was a thing that was important for a creature. I don't think we've got any creatures that are just dudes that happen to be a bit lower down.
Maybe we need to be a bit more extraterrestrial, probably needs to be...
I mean, tell me this then. Can you find any reference to this being called a science fiction film?
Yeah, it's like a science fiction. I mean,
It's a monster. It's a monster action comedy film, apparently. I don't think it's a science fiction film.
I don't like this. I feel like you're.
You don't like so much. You've gone to the
dark.
Yeah,
no, I'm trying to say like. I feel like you're pushing your anti monster trucks agenda onto us, trying to get it off. I can't really argue with you.
All I'm saying is that here we are on IMDb. It's an action adventure comedy. It's not a science fiction film. I'm saying that if we let this in. It's a whole load of films that I don't think are science fiction that would have to be.
What about the film?
What about that one where they went underground?
What about the day
and they
after
found
tomorrow?
Dinosaurs and shit.
What about the day after tomorrow? The day after tomorrow is just weather. That's just bad weather. And that's in the list.
It's an apocalyptic event. Is that different? I don't know.
No, it's just bad weather.
It's not
weather.
A monster, though.
But we'd watch that one where they go underground and they find a load of shit in the ground.
What film's that?
Victorian one.
Journey to the Centre of the Earth.
Yeah.
But they've...
Yeah, but...
It's the science of getting
They had a ship that went to the Centre of the Earth, didn't they? That's not... That's science fiction.
Day after tomorrow is just bad weather.
If in this, right, they'd made a core-like ship and gone down in a new bit of science to get these creatures, yes, it's science fiction. But finding a bunch of monsters using a real-world boring job is not science fiction. It's a monster film, which is a genre entirely.
What about arachnophobia? Is that a science fiction?
We haven't done that.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, is it not?
I don't think so, no. I think it's a science fiction film.
What about The Abyss?
They're aliens.
Are they aliens, though? Yeah. Or are they just other life forms?
Yeah.
They're aliens, though.
I think it all comes down to, are we saying extraterrestrial life?
I feel like that's what we've said so far on this list. I feel like if you go by the... I mean, the fact we've got 235 films and you can't find one example of another film
I can't find another monster.
Of an Earthborn monster.
Apart from Godzilla.
Which was radiated by us as science fiction.
And I feel like Cloverfield...
What about that one where, that South Korean one?
The host?
The host.
Isn't he a result of meddling on our part?
Yeah, we tipped a load of stuff down the sinks and that made him go like that.
Yeah.
We don't know that these didn't come about because of that, because of the deep fracking.
Yeah, we don't know that.
Well, then the film doesn't say, though, does it? We've popped in stuff before because they don't say, like Mad Science, whatever it's called.
Weird Science is magic. There's no magic in it.
Yeah, because they didn't say specifically it was nothing else, and this film doesn't, so I'm sorry. Pretty sure it's his Poppins.
It looked like sci-fi when I found it.
Yeah, I feel like it's sci-fi, but...
But, I mean, it probably is technically Poppins.
Oh, God, damn it!
I mean, if...
Only because I was watching it and I thought these have to be aliens, what I'm seeing in the trailer.
I just thought they were new life forms and that is science fiction because it is science that is fictitious.
No science involved. Natural fiction.
I guess it's like, you're right, it's like, we're using an extension of science to make up new life forms.
Listeners like, can't see the smugness on Sam's face right
now. Yeah, but we're using a concept of our knowledge of natural history to extrapolate something new.
It's not science fiction. We're not doing that. If in this film, if this creature was made by man, that's science fiction. We just found it. It's like you said, it's like finding a new amoeba or something like that. That's not science fiction.
What about like ones where they find... have we not watched something where they have found an amoeba and it's like... And it's a pandemic and it kills people?
No, we don't really do those films because they're depressing.
And not science fiction.
We must have done one of those, like an outbreak film where it's like a...
So you're saying that we can't watch any films where a new... It's like we couldn't watch Anaconda because that's just a giant snake. I mean, that doesn't exist.
What about that dragon one where they dig up dragons from underground?
Well, that's fantasy.
That's fantasy.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's not just we can't watch them, but...
That's a futuristic dystopia.
Well, we could then, couldn't we, I suppose, if it's futuristic. Yeah.
So you're saying any film with a monster, like a monstrous creature, is not science fiction because it's...
I mean, I'm not saying this right, but... But I mean, I'm saying it, but also, this film, like it had aliens in, and so far, none of us has tried to watch, like, as I say, Creature from the Black Lagoon or Anaconda. We've never tried to watch a big animal film or a weird animal film.
I mean, from the face of it, I thought these are bound to be aliens when I showed
Yeah, which is what I thought as well.
Yeah, and I couldn't remember, but also I thought because it was a new creature, and we talked, there was some science talk, that it, okay, all right, Poppins. Oh, man. So,
I mean,
you're so happy about this, aren't you, Sam?
It was either a Poppins or it was a big fight, because I think it's shite. So we would have had a big argument about where it in the list. Well, so it's probably best it's not on the list.
Good to add to the Poppins
list.
Yeah,
where does it go in the Poppins list? I know where I
think it's pretty good in the Poppins list.
Yeah, well, should I read you the Poppins list?
Have you got it?
Yes,
brilliant.
I have.
It, yeah.
So it goes 1 to 5 at the moment. Number 5, straight in at number 5, K-Pax, a terrible film. Number 4 is The Incredible Mr. Limpet. Number 3 is Weird Science. Number 2 is Space Jam. And number 1 is Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Now, I would say it's better...
I can't believe we even watched Who Framed Roger Rabbit. What the fuck is going on?
It was rabbit season. We had to get 3 rabbit films.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, wasn't Who Framed Roger Rabbit the creation of the... Yeah, it was. That was the creation of Poppins theory. Because that's episode 51. I think...
Okay, so Monster Trucks are at the top of all them.
No, it's not better than Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
I think it's better than K-Pax, Incredible Mr. Limpet and Weird Science.
Okay, second. It comes second.
You think it's better?
It's not better than Weird Science.
It is better than Weird Science. Weird Science is racist. It's sexist.
That was rubbish.
It's a
complete
pile.
What was second in the list? What was second?
Space Jam.
No, it's not better than Space Jam.
I like Space Jam.
Okay, so this goes in number 2 in A list.
Number 3.
I think it goes.
So what's above it?
Space Jam and
oh fuck! It's not. It's better than Space Jam.
It's not. It's rubbish.
I don't know.
Okay. What do you think, Alex? You've spent in Space Jam?
Just because you've annoyed me by going in on the puppets, I think it's better than Space Jam.
That's not
so. Okay, so it's number 2.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
So it goes in at number 2 in A list.
Yeah.
So that's quite good.
You made me like you're right, and I'm annoyed that you're so right about this, but I'm upset.
I remember that.
I'm upset by how right you are, but
I'm making a note.
I need to go and check this great wall one now before
Oh no! What are you saying? That we might not be able.
I'm pretty sure we're safe on that.
What episode?
That's a science fantasy action monster film. Whatever that means. Science fantasy.
What episode number will this be for my Poppins list? Roughly.
bear with me. It will be episode 232.
232. Thank you.
I'm glad you got that, because I've lost it, so it's good.
Do you know when the last Poppins was 203? So we're doing all right there with the...
What was that?
That was Space Jam.
Yeah. Well, I'm
sorry,
guys.
One more recently than that. I think we were trying to get it in one in there recently, weren't we?
Yeah, there was something recently.
Well, it's happened now.
You were right, Sam. And you know what? Ah. We would have set a precedent, and then we'd have had to watch all those monster films. And yeah, you were right. You're right. I'm loath to admit it, but you are right. It's a Poppins.
But for the record, it was absolute shite. It would be bottom of the real list, very low down. So there we go.
I think it's perfectly enjoyable. Perfectly entertaining and enjoyable, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, great. So that's your lot. That was a little turn up for the books. Yeah. One in the new list.
A little twist.
Yeah. So should we? Great. Monster trucks done. So what's next week then?
So should we do Outland next week? Because that's definitely science fiction.
Sure.
Okay.
And then we'll just fact check Great Wall.
We'll check Great Wall.
I'm pretty
first.
Sure I'm safe on Great Wall.
Okay.
But join us next week for Outland.
Sean Connery.
Which is Sean Connery and definitely.
Yeah, it's definitely sci-fi.
Definitely sci-fi.
You're a good truck.
You're a good truck,
you're
Alex.
A good truck, Sam.
You're a great truck.
You're a good truck, Chris.
Yeah. We're all good trucks.
So I'll say goodbye on that one. I need to go and eat the rest of this poppadom.
I'm going to celebrate my victory.
Yeah. We added literally about 20 minutes of that was just the Poppins bit at the end.
Defining our rules, which is perfectly
It's legit. It's all legit. No.
Bit of bureaucracy and admin's worth doing up to time. Fantastic. Brilliant.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Cheerio.
See you.
Bye.